This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The vast majority of us don't have much power in the workplace. So what is a person to do when the boss proposes some knuckleheaded idea? Now, I'm not asking for a reason. All the ideas of all my bosses are always gems. But, you know, what if? As we do from time to time, let's ask a manager. Allison Green writes a popular blog where she tackles questions like this from her readers, including our audience. Allison, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So feedback. The boss is offering what you hope is open-hearted, well-intentioned advice, saying, nah, you got to do this a little bit differently. But you think that's not right. Give us a sense of how to pursue that.
The most important thing is to not get defensive, which is sometimes people's first instinct. But it's going to be so much more productive if you listen and you really try to understand your manager's perspective and really show that you're doing that so that your boss can see that you're listening, that you're taking it seriously. That doesn't mean that you need to agree in the end. But if you listen with an open mind, you might actually realize, oh, okay, I can see that point. And once you have heard your manager out, if you do still disagree, it's okay to say something like, you know, I think I understand what you're saying. Can I tell you what my perspective was in case it changes the way that you're looking at it? Or in case there's something that I should correct about the way that I'm looking at it? And that framing, that's not defensive. That's just saying, I want to make sure that we're on the same page.
All right. That's in the feedback relationship. But what if you get an order from the boss that you think is wrongheaded and you want to push back, yet you're not all that empowered? You're a lower level employee.
It depends to a large extent on how much political capital you have built up and on what your relationship with that boss is like. If you have a good track record with that boss and you have some capital, it's often fine to say, you know, I have a different idea about this. Can I tell you what I'm thinking and see what you think? And you're not saying we must do it my way. You're saying, here's another thing I want to throw out there. If the answer is still no, do it this other way, and you feel very strongly, in some cases you can say something like, I feel really strongly that we'll get better results if we do it differently. Would you be willing to let me try it my way and we can see how it goes? But you've got to be somewhat senior and have some capital built up to do that. And it's not an approach that you can use every month. I would save that for times when you do feel very strongly.
And you know what really changes this? If you're asked to do something by the boss that you consider unethical, you can't just go along with it.
Yes, absolutely. In that case, you do need to speak up. And it's perfectly okay to say, here are my concerns about this. If you can propose a different way of doing it that would be more ethical, I would propose that as well. Because sometimes the boss is just suggesting the first thing that comes to mind. But if you're able to say, here's a different way of accomplishing that goal, often they'll be very receptive to that.
Allison Green, a work advice columnist. Her latest book is called Ask a Manager. Allison, thank you.
Thank you.